Howdy, everyone. So it's been a bit since I last recorded a podcast here, and I'm coming back with what's hopefully going to turn into a series here in November. I know it's already the 5th, so I'm a little bit behind already, but that's okay. I wanted to talk to you guys this month about something that I did really in October mainly, and that is being permanently done with social media. You know, it's an interesting thing. I kind of came at this sort of by myself, but an interesting thing that happened is that a lot of people that I listen to on podcasts and other sources like that were sharing similar sentiments that they were feeling like they were getting to the point of being done with social media, that the harm was greater than any good that they were seeing come out of it. And that's where I arrived at in October. And so I'm not sure what all I'm going to do this month, but I want to record some stuff about what it's changing for me, how my life is changing, what tools and behavior changes I am taking in order to actually make it happen. So that's what I want to cover. So I guess the first thing that I'll go over is just some of the first changes that I made in my life to make this happen. So first off, I would suggest for people, don't immediately delete all your social media, because that's too high of a barrier to entry. I still actually have all of my social media accounts. They're still all sitting out there. But what did I do? Well, first off, I went through my phone and I deleted every app that has a feed. You know, a big area of unhealth for me was, I think, the whole, like, kind of talk about, like, walking down the hall, going to the bathroom, and pulling out your phone and looking at it while you do that type of behavior that is often, you know, kind of a caricature, but unfortunately is super true at the same time. And so to cut out that behavior from my life, I just went through and deleted everything that had a feed. So what did I delete? I had already gotten rid of a fair number of social media apps. Like, Twitter is long gone for me. I haven't looked at Twitter in probably a year. But I got rid of the Facebook app. I got rid of the Instagram app. Got rid of the Blue Sky app. Got rid of my Mastodon client. I got rid of, actually, this one might be a little bit surprising to people because oftentimes they don't think of this as the negative social media, but I got rid of Strava. And if you aren't familiar with what Strava is, it used to be a way to just track your bike rides or runs or things like that. And now it has become a full-fledged social media app. And what I found was that when I deleted all those other first apps, what did I start doing? I started pulling out my phone and looking at Strava and looking at people's rides and the comments on their rides and then feeling left out of rides and all kinds of dumb stuff. So got rid of that one too. Trying to think if there's any other ones that I got rid of. I think that was it. That was all that was left on my phone. I got rid of YouTube as well. That one was a tough one. I got rid of YouTube and actually replaced it with something else. I'll probably make a separate episode about that. But replacing YouTube was also extremely important because YouTube has shorts, which are horrible and should not be a thing, even though my brain likes them. So, got rid of YouTube and, I left my podcast player and my feed reader. Accompanying this, I also decided to go on a news diet as well. I don't really look at, I used to read Google News, and Google News is actually become pretty feed-like, and they don't serve the best sources always and tend to push the most sensational stuff. And so I cut Google News out as well. Got rid of all of that stuff on my phone. And that helped a lot right there. Then the next step that I took is I installed a different launcher on my phone. And now for you iOS people, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what the solution is for you guys. I think there are solutions out there. But for Android people, I installed OLauncher. And what OLauncher does is gets rid of all your widgets, gets rid of all your icons, gets rid of everything except for I have my clock, my battery percentage, my screen time total for the day, and then 5 text links to the apps that I actually need. So what I have on my home screen right now is I have the word camera, the word Firefox, the word maps, the word heavy, which is my weight training app, and Podcast Guru, which is my podcast app. And those are the things that I have on my home screen right now. And that's it. And it has a nice, simple background. The background actually changes daily. And almost immediately after taking all of those steps, I started commenting to my wife, oh, my phone is so boring. I don't even want my phone. And my phone started staying in my pocket. And then I started accidentally leaving my phone. I would lose my phone for half a day. It was really unreal. I would, leave my phone in my bedroom and not even notice that it was there. It was pretty amazing how just deleting those apps really changed things for me. So at any rate, that's a start. I'm going to go into more detail here in November on other things that I'm doing, how it's changing me, but that should whet your appetite. If you're interested in kind of doing the same kind of thing, you can kind of follow along with the steps that I'm taking and see if it works for you. And I'd love to hear from you if you think it's working for you. All right. Talk to you all later.